Almost 6 months after the first medical marijuana dispensaries opened their doors in Pennsylvania, many people still don't have a clear picture of what it's like to navigate the system. WPSU intern Tyler Olson explains the process.
Many first-time patients like Stephanie Darpino still don't know what to expect from the new process and are anxious as they go through it.
I was a little nervous because I just don't know how it'll work, but everyone is so nice and it wasn't, I don't know, like it's a drug kind of thing, which I wasn't sure if that's how I would feel, but I didn't feel like that at all.
Darpino purchased medical marijuana from Nature's Medicines in State College for the first time on July 19th. She says she hopes medical marijuana can get her off the medications she's been taking for years. Nervousness on a first visit to a dispensary is common, says Ben Lego, owner of Medical Marijuana Solutions, a company that certifies patients for their medical cards.
When you go to a chiropractor or if you go to a primary care doc, most folks kind of know what to expect in terms of how it's going to work. When folks step into a medical marijuana clinic or a dispensary, nobody knows what to expect because it's so new and people just don't have any experience.
The first step a patient has to take when they get their medical marijuana card is to go to the state's website and register. Then they'll see a doctor who's been approved to certify patients for their cards, like Dr. Fidelis Ejon Ray of Toftrees Family Medicine.
I will do a history and physical examination, and usually I will request old records from either the other treating physicians to sort of verify the information that the patient is presenting to me.
Once certified, patients pay for the cards back on the state website. It usually takes less than a week to arrive in the mail, and they're ready to go to a dispensary. A patient at Nature's Medicines has to check in with a receptionist through a window when they first walk in. After that, patients are buzzed through a second door that leads to the dispensary's modern waiting room. It's filled with dark leather chairs that have slick metal armrests. Large windows let in plenty of natural light. The Food Network plays on a prominently displayed flat-screen TV, and patients can pick up a coffee or a snack from a little bar in the back. Many chat with their fellow patients, comparing their experiences with different medical marijuana strains and delivery methods. First-time patients at a dispensary are required to speak with the in-house pharmacist like Nature's Medicine's Kirk Scudder, who says his primary job is to teach patients what this new therapy can do for them.
I educate them regarding marijuana, the background, history, the science, the pharmacology, the therapeutic outcomes of what we can expect. Then I help them select a product.
Medical marijuana isn't one size fits all. There are many different strains, all with different effects, and delivery methods range from vaporizers to tinctures to creams. Choosing between those options is where pharmacists like Scudder come in. Patient Brian Gramling tailored his medical marijuana regimen to find relief from his symptoms without interrupting his daily life.
You can customize it so that you can feel the medical benefits without the euphoric effect or having a cloudy head. You know, I mean, I have small kids I have to do stuff with, so I have to be aware and be cognizant of, you know, your mental facilities.
Gramling was an in-home physical therapist when he took a bad fall leaving a patient's house on an icy day. He was taking opioids for years before he discovered Marinol, an FDA-approved synthetic THC. When medical marijuana then became available, he decided to switch to it.
The pain is much better controlled with the medical marijuana than it ever was with the opiates. I had gone about 5 years without sleeping more than 2 hours at night. And the first night that I used the Marinol, I slept through the night.
Ron Boyles used his experience as a medical marijuana patient to found the Green Bridge Society, a nonprofit that helps walk patients through the entire medical marijuana process. Much of his work focuses on helping patients, especially older ones, get past the stigma around marijuana and see how it can help them.
A lot of the people that I work with are elderly and just have no exposure to marijuana at all, other than maybe what they've heard. That's a lot of where I come in, is I'm trying to help these people along.
We have what we would call the old school mentality. Marijuana is considered a drug and it's bad.
Regardless of age, Angel Rodriguez, manager at Nature's Medicines, says patients' results speak for themselves.
For those people that have been affected and it's helped, that's changed their mind.
Just this year, Dr. Ejon Ray says he's removed 7 patients from opioids using just marijuana, and he's seen encouraging results in patients with conditions from Parkinson's to fibromyalgia. I'm WPSU intern Tyler Olson.